Prohibition didn't exactly quell alcohol consumption, and increasing efforts to shut down raw milk sales in the state certainly haven't quieted the demand for unpasteurized milk.
Here's the legal raw milk in 2010.
Supporters say that raw milk tastes better, that it's more healthy, and that drinking it is their legal right.
Real food for real people.
Amen. Consumers like Sandy Prahl of Plymouth, who turned out for a raw milk rally earlier this year in Viroqua, have very compelling stories. Prahl had her colon removed because of an illness, and she says she was quite sick and looking for answers.
I read a lot of health books about how to get healthy instead of living the life I was living, and raw milk was the answer. Maybe healthy enough to go back to college, start exercising, and to live a life.
There are many stories like Prahl's of consumers who've seen very positive health changes, they say, from enzymes and beneficial bacteria present in raw milk. Scientific studies mostly don't support those health claims, albeit scientists haven't been overly focused on the issue either, largely because public health and safety officials assert if there are any health benefits to raw milk, they are drastically outweighed by the risk. Steve Ingham is the administrator of the Division of Food Safety for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Milk comes from an animal. The agricultural environment is not sterile. Animals can carry a variety of pathogenic bacteria without showing any signs of problems. Just the fact that you're milking from part of the animal that maybe has laid in bedding or manure or is contaminated just from where it is on the cow, or the teat canal is colonized by bacteria like Listeria, those can be in the milk. And people who are susceptible to infection can get really, really sick from drinking contaminated milk.
DEFCAP used to be much more tolerant of raw milk sales in the state, but something changed last year. Ingham says it was a potential brucellosis case. There was also an outbreak last fall of the bad bacteria Campylobacter jejuni that sickened over 30 people and was traced to a farm in Elkhorn. It was the third public health outbreak in Wisconsin tied to raw milk since 2001. The ensuing action by DATCAP to attempt to completely shut down sales of raw milk in the state has put consumers clamoring for their product and farmers who relied on the extra income in a tough position. Janet Broomer of Mid Valley View Farms in Arkansas, Wisconsin, says they stopped selling raw milk last fall because they didn't want to risk getting their dairy license revoked. She says it hasn't been easy.
We're dying. We're very much dying. Our income has dropped considerably. People talk about living from paycheck to paycheck. We are very much dependent upon the milk prices, which are horrendous right now. It's not enough to run a farm, much less support a family, too.
For consumers like Prahl, the intensified efforts have made it harder for her to get the product that she says she so desperately needs. And while she's still got her secret supplier sources, she's hoping that Wisconsin will pass legislation to legalize raw milk.
Whether you drink it or not, you need to fight for your right, because you don't know when they're going to take away what you want. It's not right.
Prahl points to her handmade sign that says, "Raw milk. It's my choice."
It's my choice, yep.
Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.